Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Jessica.
And this is episode 16 of the Double Knit Podcast.
Yay, we're sweet 16 now.
We are.
Yeah.
So what you been knitting?
I've pretty much just been knitting my asymmetrical cardigan, which is the one from Knitting Nature, and I was knitting it in Noro Cashlane, which is a discontinued
Noro
yarn.
It's soft.
It's very soft. And so I finally finished it, and in keeping in true double knit twin tradition, I copied you and I took the same button. I used the same buttons that you used on your 103-1 cardigan. Because I tried to find different buttons at the shop, and I tried all these different ones, and in the end,
they're super cute buttons, though.
Kathy and I agreed they look the best on it. But they're actually, my buttonholes are a little big and saggy, and so I think I need to like cinch them up a little bit. And I was thinking that on the way over. I'm wearing my Tangled Yoke cardigan, which for like the third time, and like three of the buttons are already threatening to fall off because I need like some sort of like rudimentary like.
Do you use the yarn to sew them on?
No, I use thread. But I use thread very badly. I don't know. I have like no technique. I just kind of like.
I can
lash
show you how
down.
To do that.
I'll need a lesson.
I'm pretty good
that.
At sewing
I'm
buttons
totally
on.
Totally sucky at sewing on buttons.
Okay, I'm gonna go grab the baby. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, I've been working on the asymmetric cardigan, and then I picked up my Auburn Camp shirt again. I was inspired by the fact that my friend Chris of the Knitting Wannabe blog and Sunny and Sheer decided to knit an Auburn Camp shirt like just a couple of months ago, and she already finished knitting all the pieces, and then I was like,
you've been working on it almost a year?
Almost a year. It'll be a year in April since I started it, although the amount of time I've actually spent working on it has been...
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. So I finished the second front, so now I have the back, both fronts, and I started a sleeve, and I'm like maybe 3 inches into a sleeve, and I only have to knit 4 inches until I do the shaping. I can sort of see the end... Mm-hmm. In the distance. It's not like real close, but like there is an end.
Yeah. Seeming that is going to be a pain. It's
yeah.
so small.
That's why I keep thinking that too. It's going to be a real pain in the ass to see it.
Yeah.
But.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, it does. Oh well. Hopefully it'll be. Everyone thinks it's really pretty.
It is really pretty.
If it doesn't fit me, I'll like
cry.
Throw myself on the floor and cry. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
So what you been knitting?
So I started cardigan for Arwen.
Yes, you did.
I knit the back, which is basically a square. And then I went and looked at the diagram and at people's comments on Ravelry.
Mm-hmm.
And decided that I was not going to use the back, that I was going to use the EPS system, like...
Make it a raglan.
Yeah. And it's slow going, but it's because I'm knitting it all at once.
Yeah.
I'm doing it back and forth still, and so, you know, because... I'm not going to steek it because
yeah.
the cable's in front. But I like it.
Yay.
So
yeah.
I took it to knitting last night and then realized on the way over there that I hadn't grabbed extra balls of yarn for that because I was almost at the end of one.
Oh, right.
So I just finished the one and then started working on the matinee jacket
mm-hmm.
from Simply Baby. And I'm using my superwash sportweight sock yarn that I got from Tactile at Madrona for that. And I already have the back and the front done.
Cool.
It's really fast.
Yeah.
And I tried several times to cast on for a sock that's for my mom's 3-day walk in San Francisco and got like 2 rows in and screwed up the lace pattern.
Oh.
Which is the same lace pattern that's on the matinee coat.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what the hell am I doing wrong? Ah! But I'm going to take it to California with me. So if I finish them in the week while I'm there, because I'll have lots of extra hands.
Yes.
Then I'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
Leave the pair there for her. So
you're going to continue to forge ahead and try to knit the same pattern?
So. Yeah, I think so.
And it's one of the ones from Knitting Vintage Socks.
Knitting Vintage Socks. It's the Child's Silk Sock.
Okay. Or the Fancy Silk Sock?
Fancy Silk
yeah.
Sock.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I haven't done that
Which
one
is
yet.
In purple in the book, and then
yeah.
she wanted purple. So it's Malabrigo Sock Yarn.
Very nice.
It's really pretty.
Yes.
And I think I had finished the little baby wrap before it was blocking
yeah.
on the table.
Yeah.
And then I knit a little baby cap to go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
That's quite a bit.
That's quite a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Audrey has been sleeping more and
Yay.
Going to bed like fairly early, like 8:30, somewhere between 8 and 9 every night. So I have a couple hours to knit and hang out with Noah. Before I pass out.
All right.
So.
That's cool.
I'm very excited to get more sleep.
Yay! Sleep is always good.
Yeah. So the new Twist Collective came out.
Erin is very excited. Yeah, about
I saw
the new
Jessica's blog and then went to the link, and Noah was sitting at his computer kind of next to me, and I was like, oh no. He's like, what's wrong? And I said, I'd have to knit so much stuff from this because there's a baby on the cover.
It's pretty darn cute.
Yeah. But I really love the Ardent jacket.
I like that one, too.
I think also because it's in that color that we like.
I think so,
that
too.
Peacock blue.
But
or
it's
teal.
It's, I like it because it's got, you know, like a it's little bit texture of
texture and lace,
to it.
But it's simple.
It's structured.
And I think where the texture and lace is really flattering.
Yeah.
It's not, like, across her middle or her bust or
something
like that. So.
It's like, because one of the patterns from the last Nitty that I keep going back to and looking at is the surface pattern by Nora Gaughan. And I would never knit it as is. It's got the blister stitch on the collar and on the cuff.
Which is such an attractive name
for a
stitch.
That name makes my toes curl. But
I was thinking like Black Plague, like bubos or something.
Exactly. It's just boils or size.
Yeah.
Bad. It's bad. But and it's also, it's way too textury for me. It's like theatrical. It's not something you could wear every day. And I keep thinking, well, I really like the structure of this jacket, though. I like the proportions a lot. So I've been going through stitch guides, and I, in my mind at least, I'm going to like pick a new, a different stitch for
it. Then you'll pick it, and you'll look at some yarn, and then you'll already think you've knit it.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
There you go. That's how my February Lady sweater is shaping up. I've already picked out the yarn and the color, and so in my mind,
turning
it's
out
done.
Really well.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. Someday I'll actually knit it. Or not. But yeah, so this to me, like, it kind of reminded me a bit of that with a nice, simple, structured jacket, nice proportions, and not too much texture.
And I think I want to do it in a tweedy yarn.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah. I don't know what, but something tweed.
Well, actually, that's funny. I was thinking that, too, because I'm going to get... All right, because we're twins, I'm going to get the Portland tweed from Classic Elite. And it's like a worsted weight yarn, which is the right... For some reason, Ravelry lists the yarn for this sweater as DK, even though if you go to the website for the yarn, it says right on the page, worsted weight, it's 17 to 19 stitches over 4 inches.
Whoever entered it in probably just did.
Yeah, just made it DK. But but so I was thinking of getting I'm going to get the Portland tweed for Classic Elite from Classic Elite for the shop.
Well, we might be matchy-matchy.
We might be matchy-matchy. We might have to pick different colors or something.
Yeah.
If we just knit them in our minds, then we don't have to worry about, we're never going to show up somewhere both wearing the same sweater.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe an eggplant color would be really pretty.
Nice. There's a nice plummy color in the Portland tweed.
Okay, don't steal my idea.
All right.
Choose
I'm never
going
to actually knit it. I'm just thinking about it, so.
I actually like the primrose path. Like,
I like that, too.
I like the way the lace pattern spirals up the back.
I do, too.
I'm not sure how that would look on me because of the ribbing across the bust.
Well,
that usually stretches out a lot.
Yeah.
And looks kind of funky.
That's to go back to the latest Nitty also, that Amelie sweater that everybody's knitting that has like the pretty deep rib that runs like in little strips right over the bust. And the first time I saw it, I'm like, that's so pretty. And then I kind of developed a mental picture of what it would look like on me.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh.
Here are my boobs.
Yeah, it would be bad because it would go
they
like,
are huge. You know,
nice little straight lines down and then wah, and then back in. And it would be really bad. But,
And I'm like, okay.
Oh, baby.
Crying baby.
Hold on.
I should, like, cry a tiny bit, and, like, let out one really loud squawk, and then just pass out. It's really cute. Kind of annoying, because I'm like, are you crying? Are you sleeping? What's going on? But, okay.
Yeah.
So,
we were talking about Primrose in the Twist Collective. And the only my only other issue with it is I generally don't like open bits on the body of a sweater,
because
then it's like, here's my tummy.
And yeah,
I don't think anybody really needs a good view of that. So, that's my only other issue.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to, I would have to wear something under
tank top or camisole.
But it seems like it's a pretty wide rib on it too. So I don't think you'd get that much distortion.
Yeah.
Over the bust.
But it's pretty.
It is very pretty.
Yeah. And I like the puffer cheese. I don't know how to say that.
I don't know how to say that.
The baby blanket, but I'm not gonna. Yeah, I won't
that's
be
cool.
making that one. It's just very mod.
Yes, it is.
And the barber pole socks are cute.
Yeah. Chrissy Gardner.
Yeah, I like the bright green. It's like Happy Forest.
Yeah, it is. And then there's the baby stuff.
Oh my god, the baby stuff is so cute. Little Liza Jane, that's in my queue already. And Sleepy Monkey Blanket is my favorite.
I love that.
You know, when I was pregnant, I was like, I'm not knitting a baby blanket because they're so boring. And I think this one will not be boring because all
that
the color
work.
That is
not a boring blanket. That is a very... That's going to have... There's going to be a ton of finishing on that. What do you... You knit like two tubes and then you steek them and then...
And then you probably...
Something else happens. I can't quite tell.
Maybe you can... Maybe you pick up edges all around and knit the border together.
Yeah, I don't know if it's... Or if it's a double layer. Maybe you knit it and flop it over and then stitch... I don't know.
Yeah, I
don't know. Anyway, there's a lot going on there.
But I think I'm going to buy that yarn, which is Valley Yarns from Webs.
Oh, okay.
Because I want those same colors.
Oh.
I want it just like that.
Total copycat.
And I'm usually not like that.
That's very Amanda of you.
Oh. Well, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love this Necco wafer hoodie. It's so cute.
Oh, yeah.
The little stripies and the little peek
through
the V.
That's in my queue, too.
Very cute.
I think there are good age ranges on the stuff, too, on these patterns,
oh,
too.
Oh, I didn't even look at that.
Yeah.
And
I love Dulce de Leche.
Yeah.
I like that sleeve.
I think it's cute, but yeah. I wouldn't wear it, so.
The gauge is weird, too. It's like, she used some kind of heavy fingering weight or something.
Then knit it really loose.
But it's like a DK.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. And then I'm having a hard time finding yarns to sub for it. What I wish Ravelry had, I don't know if they have this, is, and then when you search in yarns, if you could search by gauge and needle size.
You can.
At the same time.
Oh, at the same. I think you can.
Yeah.
I think
I'm
you
not
can
sure.
in the yarn
okay.
browser.
Okay, I'll have to look at it again.
Yeah, I think I'm sure you can.
But one thing that I did think of that might be good is Luette Gems Sport Weight, which I already used mine, but I could get more.
Yeah.
But it won't have the drapiness, because that's 50 milk fiber and 50 wool.
Is it craft?
No, it's half and half. It's collage yarns.
Oh, okay.
Half and half.
But in a fingering weight. Weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm.
It's really pretty, though. Yeah. And I'm not usually a pullover person, but I think I'll knit that.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
And
I like that there were a lot of men's sweaters in this
none
issue.
Of them
I kind of like
deeply.
The. Well, Noah likes the Kerouac, but he doesn't want stripes.
So it's just a basic.
A basic cardigan. But he liked the shape and he liked little pockets.
Oh, okay.
So he might get another cardigan for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
He was kind of, I think, angling for that.
Yeah, these are. None of this is anything Wiss would ever wear.
I like the Grant Park pullover, but that's more like maybe something I would wear with the textures.
Yeah.
That diamond texture.
Me too.
And I like that the pitter pat pattern is crochet.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah. And then,
I think that's it.
Yeah, and then that's... And there's some other pretty socks in there by, Stephanie Vanderlinden.
Yeah. But I was just like, oh my god, I love this.
The
all the baby
stuff is
stuff.
Really sweet.
And, you know, for a spring issue, that's kind of amazing for me.
Yeah.
I like anything in it.
Yeah, because usually
but
spring is like, eh.
I mean, I know pastels, and that just turns me off seeing pastels, but, you know, usually I try and look past the color if I don't like it.
Yeah. It's hard, though. I mean, it's like, I think, you know, because you, if you have a strong reaction to certain colors, like, there was the, I mean, the issue of Interweave that the Auburn Camp shirt is in, took me a long time to come around. There's so much stuff that's in there that's, like, kind of coral or orangey.
Oh, yeah.
And
salmon-y
I really
color.
Don't like orange. So I just had an immediate, like, ugh, response to them, even though I wasn't reacting to the pattern. But that was still the way I felt when I looked at it, because, you know, we react to colors a lot. I mean, and just, you know, if you make something in green, I'm going to go toward it.
Yeah.
Or that you know, peacock blue.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go for that, because, you know, that appeals to me, and then I'll sort of look at the pattern secondary and go, oh, I don't know, even though I know.
That's why I think Ravelry is really good to browse other people.
Yeah,
because you can see lots
it
of
in
different
colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I see different really body agree. Types, too.
Yeah. That's, well, yes, that's very important. I was kind of going through the Amelie thing to see, like, to see it on different people, but I just know on me it would look silly, so I will put that one aside.
Yeah. So awesome. I'm very excited about the new Twist Collective, and
that's
I'll
fun.
Be knitting that stuff soonish, maybe. We'll see. I'm only on sweater 2 for Nanny Swing Widow, so. I'm totally not going to finish.
That's okay. Yeah.
I'm getting other stuff, too.
Yeah, you are. You're, like, off doing other things, and I'm, like, just sweaters. So I've got 3 done, 4th one on its way, a 5th one.
So what's your 4th one?
Well, the Auburn Camp shirt will be number 4. I mean, it'll probably be the 4th one that I finish, and then Giant Latvian Mitten Cardigan. Because I got into knitting camp. Yay, I'm going to camp. Woo! And that means I have until mid-July to finish that. So once I get the Auburn Camp shirt done...
That's a lot of sweater to knit by July.
Well, I've got... I can't remember how much I have. I've got maybe like 13 or 14 inches of the body done.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, I mean... So. Well, maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe like 12 to 13 inches of the body done. And I need to get to 18... before I do the sleeve steeks and start doing more things start happening. You know, it's well underway. There's still a lot of knitting to go. I mean, you know, like the sleeves and but the bands are knit into it. So, you know, once I finish knitting it, I pretty much just cut it open and I think knit the collar and then it's done. But there's still a lot to go. I'm maybe like a quarter of the way into it. But, you know, a quarter of the way is not bad. And I can knit an inch or so on it a day when I'm working on it. But I put it aside because I didn't want to bring it to Madrona with me. It was way too charted. Yes. The phrase that everyone keeps hearing around me. And asymmetrical carding was a lot easier to work on in a crowd. And now, for whatever reason, I'm fired up on the Auburn Camp shirt, and I'm just going with it. Like, I've got the momentum. I'm going to go until I finish the damn thing. And then
March to the finish?
You know, I haven't really been paying attention to all those knit-alongs. I keep seeing that. Like, I was just asking Katie.
Yeah, but you're doing it.
I guess I am. Death march to the finish.
That Malabrigo march?
Yeah, well, I was like, what is that all about?
Yeah, what is that all about?
It's just a giant Malabrigo knit along
frenzy.
Yeah, she basically made it sound like the idea was to cast down as many Malabrigo projects as possible.
Not finish them.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, that doesn't sound right to me. But yeah, I don't know. I hope to finish them. Then it got me going. Like, ooh, maybe I should do my February lady sweater in Malabrigo. And I was like, no. I have other things to do. Stop. Although I think that would only take me a couple weeks. And in my mind, it only takes a couple weeks to knit. So yeah. So I gotta step to that. Yeah. I got a plan.
I reorganized my yarn stash.
Oh, did you? I need to do that. Ugh. I need to excavate my office. It's gone beyond crazy.
Yeah, I condensed down our Christmas stuff to like one bin, one slightly larger bin. So we have like these two small bins that fit inside my cedar chest. So I have one that's all like sock yarn, lace weight, like that stuff. Which I have a lot, and I'm like, dude, I need to knit more socks. And then the other one is, like, the rest of the stuff. Because I don't have a lot of yarn.
Yeah. No. I do.
I don't.
And I keep... Well, did I talk... Oh, yeah, we talked about Madrona last time. My Blackwater Abbey yarn arrived, so... But I don't think I'm going to cast on for Celtic Dreams for
a while.
It's a pretty involved project, and I don't have the wherewithal for that. Maybe in the fall, or I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
See how I feel once I get these other big looming projects out of the way.
Yeah, and I have lots of, like, almost full balls of Cascade, where, like, Cascade 220, where, like, I had to buy one more.
Oh.
And just use a small amount.
You should come up with some sort of, like, elaborate stranded knitted project that uses all your Cascade 220.
And it's, like, lots of darker colors, because I think some of it was, I have 3 partial balls, I think, of the same shade of green. Oh. So I might be able to make something, like... I bought it, I don't know, several times to make several different things, not knowing, because it was, like, buried in the bottom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't quite close.
Oh.
The top doesn't quite close, but...
But it's well organized, so
yeah, it
that counts for something.
And I found all the extra yarn to finish my Mariah to knit the hood.
Great.
So I have, like, 4 balls of that. I think that'll be enough. And then pulled out all the yarn to finish Arwen.
Cool.
So it's all out. And the lid doesn't close, but it will soon.
Soon.
And I'm very proud of myself for already knitting the tactile stuff I bought.
Yeah.
The stuff I bought last year is still in there.
Oh.
Oh, it's only 2 skeins, but...
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I knit anything that I bought at Madrona last year, which is really bad, but... I don't know if I did.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't buy a ton of stuff. I bought a bunch of sock yarn, but I haven't knit any of it.
I bought the two skeins of luscious silk that I made that kind of small clapperty scarf thing. And I bought another skein of sock yarn from them that Rebecca... Thanks, Rebecca. Rebecca chose for me because she wanted to buy it, and I didn't know what color to get. So I was like, well, I'll get that one.
Well, it was funny. I was just thinking to myself that once I finish Nanny Suemoto, next year will have to be my year of, like, nothing but sock knitting.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca, so long as we're talking about you, Rebecca sort of declared this is her year, like, since it's the year of the ox in the Chinese, you know, so hers is year of the socks.
Oh.
So it's her own personal knit along, but she's just devoting herself to socks somewhat this year. So
yeah,
maybe I'll need to do that next year, and then the year after that I'll have to have like the year of lace, and then sort of whittle my way through the stash. I keep getting all this lace yarn. Like I won some when the owner of Knit Picks was at the guild, and I got some in a stash. I almost bought some when we were at Church Mouse, and then I was like carrying it around with me, and I was like, no, I can't, no more lace here, no. And Kit, the owner, was like, oh, are you getting that? I'm like, no, I can't get that. I have way too much. No, I can't. Can you put that back for me? I can't do it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, should we talk movies?
Yeah, sure.
Have you been watching anything?
Yeah. What have I been watching?
Should I look at the Netflix?
That's Noah's movie.
That's Noah's. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is on Watch Instant.
That one's mine. Yeah, oh, okay. I know. I started watching it, and then it was at the top of my queue, so they sent it to me. But I didn't finish watching it, because I had to, like, do something with Audrey. I don't remember.
You know.
Whatever.
Patter, change her, something.
Yeah. Soothe her.
One of those things.
Throw her in the air. I don't know. You go, because I have to think.
Okay. I just watched The Counterfeiters, which is available on Watch Instant. Yeah. It's the, it won the Academy Award last year for Best Foreign Language Picture. It's a German film about a project that used Jewish concentration camp prisoners to counterfeit British pounds and dollars sort of twofold plan, like to give the German government money to spend in the war effort, but also to try to collapse the economies of their rival nations. And and it's kind of interesting. Sarah was sort of talking about it, like, you know, you always win the Oscar if you go for the Holocaust thing, and I'm always reminded, like, how many, like, there's just this endless series of fascinating stories that come out of the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. I know there were some complaints this year, like, just in the last couple months, that there were several Holocaust-themed films that all came out at the same time, and you know, it's a really interesting story. And what I like about it is that it's very focused on this particular group of people and what's happening with them. And it kind of shorthands, like at this point, it understands that you can say it's World War II and this person is Jewish and we understand what that means for them. And that if they're in a concentration camp, we understand what that means. And it's not that there aren't reminders around it, but it's not the focus of the film. They don't really like mire down and like, let's focus on just how horrible this whole thing is and just look at the problem at hand and the moral dilemmas of this group of people who are able to survive the war but they're essentially colluding with the Germans and what that means for them. It's a very interesting story and it was really well done. So, and then on the total, like, that's my highbrow stuff. Mm-hmm. And then lowbrow, I have not talked about it, but I do not normally watch reality TV at all, but I am in love with RuPaul's Drag Race, which I don't get logo, but you can watch it online, and it is a cross between, like, Project Runway and America's Next Top Model, and is the search for the next great drag queen, and it is hilarious, and I love it so much.
I haven't watched that yet.
It's so funny. I mean, it's like, it takes all the little, like, just all the things that you do on any reality show, but... Mm. You know, so there's always, like, a little quick challenge in the beginning of the show, and then there's, like, the larger overarching challenge in the episode, and then it ends with a runway show, and then the final showdown between the bottom two contestants where they have to lip-sync for their life, and if you lose, you have to sashay away, or if you win, you shantay, you stay, and it is hilarious, and I just love it, and I've been enjoying it very much. So, like, you know how Tim Gunn on Project Runway says, like, make it work. RuPaul comes into the room and talks, gives them all a pep talk and then says, don't fuck it up. It's like, I just love that. Like, it's like it's taken all this, like, reality TV stuff and just totally, like, turning it on its ear, which is just, it's cracking me up. And I love RuPaul. So, yeah. I love that show. So, that's my lowbrow. That's one of the things I've been watching.
Okay, so I watched Monkey Business with Marilyn Monroe and
Oh, I've got that in my queue, too.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Is that a Billy Wilder?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Okay.
And then I've watched the first two Margaret Cho movies, and I love her.
Oh, like, yeah.
I'm the One That I Want, and uh-huh. Notorious Cho are the two.
I haven't seen Notorious Cho, but I saw the first one.
I think four of them are on Watch Instagram now. Yeah, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm in a bad mood, like, baby's cranky, put her down for a nap, and then I watch part of it,
yeah.
and I feel better. She's so funny.
Wes used to be part of this Korean camp in the Bay Area
mm-hmm.
when he was in high school, I think. I think when he was in high school. And one of his campers was Hancho, who's Margaret's little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And Margaret's parents are really good friends with Wes's uncle and aunt
mm-hmm.
who organized this whole camp thing. So they were at one of Wes's cousin's weddings and Margaret's mom like met Wes and was like, oh, and like just sort of started to chat him up and talk about like what Han's been working on and what mm-hmm. Margaret's working on. Da, 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 da. And finally Wes said, oh, and this is my wife, Jessica. And she like looked at me and she was like, oh. And she could just, and then she just sort of went off to find someone else who she thought would be an eligible bachelor. Like, you could just tell it was like, oh, nope, not husband material. Moving on. So.
Yeah.
That's so, my little brush with Margaret. But I think, you know.
She's so funny when she does her mom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So good.
I've heard her reality show is actually pretty good,
I didn't
too.
Know she had a reality show.
I think she's got a show on, like, VH1 or something.
I remember watching her sitcom with my sister.
Oh, God, her sitcom is such a nightmare. That was the worst show ever. That was such a nightmare show.
Yeah. She talks about it in I'm the One That I Want.
Yeah, about how she was told by studio executives
she's
that she was
too
fat to play herself.
Or too Asian.
Too Asian, right.
Or not Asian enough,
yeah.
and then she became too Asian. Or
yeah.
Something. Yeah.
No. Well, we watched that show with such interest since Wes is Korean-American, and it's the first time there was, like, mm-hmm. you know, an Asian-American sitcom, and the first Korean... I mean, you know, she's sort of like... If you ask someone to, like, name a big Korean star, like,
Margaret
she's kind of it.
Yeah.
And so I think we were, like, really personally invested, like, this is going to be great. And then we were like, holy crap, this sucks. So.
Yeah. Well, Notorious Cho was filmed at the Paramount here in Seattle.
Oh, right,
so
yeah.
That was interesting.
We saw her years ago when she was at UW. We saw her there, but,
Yeah,
she's got a bunch of stuff.
I finished watching season one of Friday Night Lights, too.
Oh, yay.
So, yeah, that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think just a lot of crap in between. Like, I watch a lot of movies online.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm just at home all the time.
Yeah.
Even though I work from home, like, I usually have a movie playing in the background or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, none of it's really memorable.
I just remember Wes and I also watched Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
Which I really liked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and it, I mean, with caveats that it's like, disgusting, juvenile, totally stupid.
But if you are okay with that,
Yeah, but I thought it was really funny. It's written, directed by Ben Stiller, and,
Yeah, we saw that in the movie theater.
Oh, right, right.
Because Noah wanted to see it.
Well, it's so funny, though. It's like, they're all, like, Jack Black's in it, and Robert Downey Jr., who actually got nominated for an Oscar for his role in it, and Tom Cruise, like, there was so much press about Tom Cruise has this, like, it was billed like it was a cameo as this, like, fat, bald studio executive, but it's actually a pretty big part.
Yeah.
And he's, I mean, I can't stand Tom Cruise, but I thought he was really hilarious. Like, he totally went for it. And
yeah, his character in that reminded me of his sleazy, gross character in Magnolia.
Oh.
Like, they're kind of the same.
Yeah,
like,
one's same guy.
Just more comedic rather than just disgusting.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, it's like everyone was playing, like the absolute worst version of themselves. And
which made it good.
Which made it really, I thought it was really funny. I mean, it's completely juvenile, and there's nothing of any substance there. And there's a lot of sort of the Judd Apatow gang in there, like Bill Hader's in there,
mm-hmm.
and Jay, I always forget what his last name is. I can't remember his last name, but he plays sort of the young kid in the squad, and he was the lead in the Apatow show Undeclared, and he's got like a bit part in Knocked Up, and he's in Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, which I also watched recently, which I thought was cute. It was cute. Yeah. I mean, it was like, actually, Wes came home. I'd been watching it while he was out, and he said, "So, what'd you think of it?" I said, "It was cute, but kind of weak." And he said, "Like me?" but it was cute. It was like, you know, but it's got our boyfriend Michael Cera in it. Yeah, so I how love can him. You not like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you reading anything? The same
book? Oh, don't.
Yeah, okay.
My new plan is, like, if I get a Kindle, like, I could prop it up.
I heard you talking to Gene about that
and, last. Yeah, because Gene just got a Kindle. So I've got, like, gadget envy. Everyone's getting, like, iPhones and Kindles and all this, like, fancy crap. And I'm like, I don't know why. Suddenly I'm, like, have this horrible pang of envy. And I can, like, distance myself enough from it to know, like, I don't need these things. I just want them because I see other people playing with these toys, and now I'm jealous, but I still want it. But I've sort of talked myself into that, like, well, if I had a Kindle, I could, like, prop it up, and it would make it a lot easier to read while I knit.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think I'm kind of deluding myself, but I want to see Jeans and sort of play with it a little bit. But it's an awfully expensive little toy if I don't think I'll actually use it. And then, I usually get my books from the library, too, and then with the Kindle, you've got to, like, you're buying the books and you're buying, but then everyone also, the first day they shipped, like, all the, these, Jess from Ravelry and a bunch of other people were all on Twitter tweeting about how they got their Kindles and they've been uploading patterns onto them.
Mm.
So they're all showing, like, little photos on Flickr of their knitting patterns on their Kindle.
Oh.
Because you can put PDFs on it. And the other thing, too, is that you have access, to, Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you don't have to be, you know, in a wireless Wi-Fi, connected a place with Wi-Fi anywhere. Or anything.
Yeah.
And there's also Wiki Travel. And since I'm going to be in Japan this summer, and I won't have a computer with me, I thought that might be useful. But again, I might be like conning myself, like trying to create ideas of like why I need this gadget, which I'm not really sure that I need. But I'm curious. I asked Jean to bring hers to knitting next week so I could
look at
play
it.
With it.
Yeah.
How are you doing on reading?
I've been reading like W Bliss magazine. The patterns in it.
Yeah, that's
and,
good.
And I actually read this book called Good Night Sleep Tight by Kim West. Mm-hmm. It's about sleep training, but it's not the like cried out method.
Yeah.
And it's not attachment parenting oriented, like co-sleeping, although she has a chapter about co-sleeping if you are trying to sleep train. But the first day I picked it up, I read the section, like the intro section about her steps, and I read the section for Audrey's age, and I put her down for a nap and she slept for 3 hours, and then like that night she slept for 4 hour chunks when she'd been sleeping for like 2.5 or 3 hours.
Woo-hoo.
So I was like, this is a good book.
Yeah.
Immediate results.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I've been reading that,
Actually, Speak of the Devil.
Yeah.
Oh my god. We're almost done.
I've been reading that, and trying to ingest the information. I think I might just have to buy it and just read the sections per age, because I'm not retaining a ton of information right now.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're getting so much more sleep.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, isn't it? But that was really good. So, you know, and it goes up through age 5. It's birth through age 5.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have problems with your kids sleeping and stuff, you might check it out. It's working for us.
That's good.
Although Noah's like, she's still not sleeping through the night. And like, that's like you're sleeping through the night where you like get up once.
Well, she's also like, 2 months old.
She's two months old.
She shouldn't be sleeping through the night at 2 months old.
If she's like kind of sleeping for 10 to 12 hours in total, then that's good.
Yeah.
She's only getting up twice, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, she still needs to. I mean, she's still at an age where she really does need to eat during the night. It's not like she's just being peevish, you know?
Yeah. She's hungry.
She's
feed
little.
Her.
Yeah, she's got to grow.
So I'm going to be in California between, in Ukiah specifically, between the 12th and the 19th. So if you're in Ukiah or the area, I'm going to try and set up some kind of knitting get-together.
Oh, cool.
I think probably where my sister was having hers, I don't know if she's still having it, probably on Sunday at the Starbucks on Perkins Street. So if you know where that is, yeah, PM me on Ravelry if you're interested. My username is Erin B. That's capital E-R-I-N and then capital B. And I think I'll post to the NorCal board and see if people are interested too.
Okay.
So it'd be fun to see people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then we'll be back once Erin is back from her trip.
Yep. In a couple weeks.
And hopefully I'll have a finished camp shirt and woo. I can do like a triumphant victory lap around like, woo! But
which we'll people see. Won't be able to see.
You won't be able to see. You can hear it.
Yeah.
Erin can describe it as I run around the room.
I need a Howard Cosell
voice. Play by play. Exactly. Awesome. She's rounding the fireplace.
Okay.
I think we're tired. Okay, we're done. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.